toll-free number, 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. At any moment tonight, Mark may have to excuse himself.
Yeah, I'm going to have to evacuate. The wife's having contractions, but that's how important Free Talk Live is to me. I'm here while my wife's at home having contractions.
It is pretty amazing.
Her mom's with her, though, right?
Right. You know, it's nothing like that you see on the movies or anything like that. I don't see any sweat pouring from her brow. There's no uniform breathing. None of that. She was doing a Sudoku puzzle when I left the house. She'll call me when it's time to go to the birthing center.
So it's not serious yet, then?
Basically, I guess. I mean,
I don't know anything about the baby thing. So,
and I do. In this room, I'm the expert.
Room, yes, you are
Doctor,
the expert.
Doctor Mark, medicine woman,
yeah. In big trouble.
So, just so listeners know, if you disappear, then that is going to explain why. Let's start things out with a story that is funny, sort of, but also kind of serious. At least the topic is serious, but the way. The topic is serious, but funny. Well, let me just get into it. You can make your own decision. This is from Victorville, Daily Press, VVDailyPress.com. With candy sales banned on school campuses, sugar pushers are the latest trend at local schools. Backpacks are filled with Snickers and Twinkies for all sweet tubes willing to pay the price. It's created a little underground economy with businessmen selling everything from a pack of Skittles to an energy drink, said Jim Nason, the principal at Hook Junior High School in Victorville. It's become a lucrative business, he said, and those kids are walking around campus with upwards of $40 in their pockets and disrupting class in order to make a sale. Schools had been individually banning junk food sales for years, and enforcement was increased in 2005 when California Governor Schwarzenegger passed legislation to combat childhood obesity, according to the Office of the Governor. Since then, schools have slowly adjusted by offering more healthy alternatives, such as baked chips and granola bars. But Mason said he sees just as much candy and soda as ever because students still bring it in from home for lunch and to turn a profit. One of the teachers said, I think the original purpose was pretty good, but it doesn't seem to be making that big of a difference. Teachers are instructed to confiscate candy.
Do you think that about as many people smoke marijuana now since they passed the law here in the United States? As far as a percentage.
Nice little allegory to the drug war.
It doesn't really make a difference whether it's legal or illegal.
That's what the numbers show.
In this case, I wonder what the punishments are for pushing the sugar.
Well, confiscation, if kids have it in class, teachers have been instructed to take it from them, literally taking candy from children. Mason said, the punishment for making sales can be detention. But confiscating candy, in fact, we did see, and I don't think this is the same school district, but there was a story a couple weeks ago about an eighth grader.
Yeah, a little boy.
Who was suspended for selling candy on campus.
Yeah, that was down in Connecticut, I think. He was president of their class.
You're right.
Vice president.
That's right. Yeah, he was buying it. We don't know what happened to the seller. Maybe they really threw the book at him.
The buying of it's the funniest part of it. Because, I mean, how would you even know that it's against the rules to buy a candy?
Ignorance of the law, Mark.
Yeah, I know.
Confiscating candy all the time can be challenging, said one of the teachers, especially around the holidays when students bring more of it to school. Daryl Bell, principal at a middle school in the area, said he also sees an increase in candy around the holidays, but that for the most part students steer clear of sodas and buy juice and water from the vending machines. A few candy sellers are caught each year there, said Bell, but he doesn't see it as a problem on campus. Since Hook High School moved away from junk foods years ago, he said he's not seen a change in student health. Says, I think they get a good nutritional lunch here, but looking at our kids, looking at physical education scores, I don't see how it's been a highly effective program.
Well, I don't see how, honest.
I don't see how it would be either. It's just ludicrous. And, you know, what they could do is they could turn their teachers into sugar Nazis.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They could track the students. They could ask them questions about at home. Do your parents feed you brownies at home? I mean, what was your last meal like? You have snacks between meals? You know, they could be asking these questions and then having the teachers stomp around and do this kind of thing, just like our police do.
Wow.
Now,
hey.
Instead of concentrating on what's important, like the rapes and the murders and the bank robberies in our town, the cops are out well, busting college kids for drinking underage and people smoking joints.
Instead of concentrating on education, they can focus on shaking the kids down as they come into class to see if they have any candy on
them. It's a valuable lesson for society. That's what's going to happen to them in real life. Why not get them started in high school?
And you know what's amazing is just this sort of thing, it's such a great parallel, what you bring up, Mark, to the drug war.
Exactly.
And getting that law or that rule changed in the school will be very difficult because they'll say, well, what kind of message are we giving the kids if we allow the candy in? And it's this sort of blockheaded mentality. They're expending all this energy picking up the candy from the kids, trying to figure out whether they're going to give them detention, commenting on it when it comes up like this. And police, we had a great example of it here in the state. They're going to lower the marijuana penalties as a bill passes our house. And the governor, the very next day, Governor of New Hampshire comes out
to veto.
Yes, I swear I'm going to veto this. These people can't distinguish. They're so up on the concept, this euphemism of law and order, that they don't understand that we make our own order without law.
Well said, sir. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and that's why I brought this up.
Yeah.
Because when you look at the story, it's kind of written in this, isn't that funny, sort of form.
Sure, it's not funny when you're sitting in detention because you bought a pack of Skittles.
I don't think people realize how...
I'd get in trouble when it came to brownies. There's nothing I like more than a
you
good
should, you better not be in our house. My sister just made some.
Cookies, baked goods in general. I've got a weakness for baked goods.
You look at this thing, and it's so allegorical to the entire drug war. Since they started the drug war in the 70s, the percentage of people who use hard drugs has barely changed at all.
It's true.
And they expend all this energy. Our governor is ready to continue expending police energy and government resources, which are our resources, on continuing to arrest people for having a plant in their pocket. I mean, what is the deal? They can't even imagine. I can't imagine that they can't understand how totally ludicrous it is. And it's just as silly as that.
Yeah, of course, you have to wonder. I mean, like you say, they're probably not going to go back in the other direction because it might send the wrong message.
Mm-hmm.
So that either means they stay where they are, where they know the candy sellers are on campus, and they can't have that, can they? What are the odds they're just going to stay where they are, the status quo, leave it as is, versus really crack down on the candy sellers?
Starting to inspect packages when they come in for lunch, random package inspections.
It's important for our kids' health that we go through these packages and make sure that kids aren't bringing snacks in schools. And, in order to stop them from doing it, we're going to have to give them more detention, more severe detention. Pretty soon, they're going to be lopping their little fingers off.
Well, we're going to need informers. Dogs. We're going to need informers, too. Yeah. So
they already have those in the form of hall monitors.
Well, right. But you've got to give an incentive. So you could give a kid, a buck if they inform on somebody, give them a little monetary incentive to snitch out their friends with the candy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, these are all tactics they've used in the war on drugs that they could very easily start using here. And, in fact, it actually is probably a really good idea from a totalitarian standpoint.
Yes.
From the standpoint of we need to control these little people and, mold them and sculpt them into good little citizens, obedient, state-worshipping authority, obedient to authority. Citizens, it'll be great to actually have this kind of candy war on candy at the middle school level or the elementary/middle school level. That way, when they come around to the war on drugs that they'll encounter in high school, where the dogs are sniffing out their cars and they're bringing the SWAT team on campus and all of the things we've seen them do in high school. Well, if they're used to that with the candy war, then it won't be a big deal. It'll be so, we're used to this.
Hey, and Ian, I should mention that George Bush just about 9 days ago or 10 days ago proposed random drug tests for kids in schools.
Of course,
no child left untested.
It's the
schools or the kids,
both of them.
Mm.
Don't they?
It's unbelievable. And you know what's amazing is you could draw this out to the nth degree because it's just so silly. It's so ridiculous. But I think you're right. It gets these kids, their minds attuned to this. But one nice thing is the black market. There it is.
All you have to do is ban something, and it creates. The black market is amazing.
You're never going to stop one certain percentage of the populace from being inventive and skirting stupid laws.
They're willing to take that risk because, as they were saying, if you've got 40 bucks in your pocket and you're in 7th grade or 6th grade, you're doing all right for yourself. I mean, that's not too shabby. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour, and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
On your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features free. Enjoy those, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both free for you. You can get them online, freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest, June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll learn how Free State Project early movers are already making a difference and see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C, FEST.com. 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. You bring up whatever you want. It's Jamie in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Jamie told you so.
New Hampshire, hello.
It is Jamie told you so. What's happening?
Oh, nothing. Did you hear my impression of Larry King?
No, I don't think I have. No, why don't you do that for us?
New Hampshire, hello.
Please tell me you had doing. Something better than that. Call in with.
No. I'm my best. I'd like to comment on what I heard on the Amish show a couple of days ago.
Mm, like that guy, the Amish, not the Amish show.
It's the Amish show.
You're right on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What'd you hear?
Well, it's come up that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky had an affair together.
All three of them?
All three of them in the White House. No telling what's going on in there now.
Yeah, there is no telling. If that's the truth, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, what got me thinking?
That they had to order a pizza?
Laura what? Bush, George Bush, and Condoleezza.
You think so?
Never know.
Yeah,
it went on before.
I shudder to think.
I'm glad I don't spend my day thinking about these things, Jamie.
There's another thing I want to talk about.
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk about anything while I'm on here, because I might not be on the rest of the week.
Go
I'm going to be busy.
Yeah, that's okay. We know you're busy guy.
Busy.
Got appointments.
Whenever
you're ready.
I'm going to get a job soon.
Really?
Are you?
What are you going to do?
Going to work soon.
Now, the last time you were working somewhere was at the Dollar General, right?
Yeah, they went out of business.
Okay. What are you going to do?
I'm going to be working at Purdue Farms.
Chicken.
Chicken plucker.
You know, there's nothing more fun than going to one of those chicken plucking places.
Yeah, I'm going to be a plucker.
You can never quite get the smell out of your nose.
So from now on, I'm not Jamie Told You So, I'm Jamie Plucker.
Jamie the Plucker.
Jamie the Chicken Plucker?
Jamie the Chicken Plucker.
Yeah.
Jamie the Chicken Plucker.
You let us know. I mean, have you gotten the job in the bag, or are you sort of in the process of trying to get the job?
Well, they got this two times. I done worked there once, long, long periods ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, I can work there one more time. It's a done deal.
So if you quit two times on them, they won't take you back, though, if you quit two times on them.
Well, no. They'll take me back just once, but after that...
They'll take a double plucker, but they won't take a triple plucker.
Now, the chickens are dead when you pluck them, right?
The chickens are dead.
Okay. So like,
and I'm sick of them when I get out of there.
I bet you are.
Mm-hmm. Do you eat any meat at all when you're a chicken plucker, or do you kind of just go vegetarian?
Well, I eat chicken, I eat turkey, I stay away from pork.
So you still eat chicken even though you pluck them all day?
I still eat chicken.
That's exciting
stuff,
Jamie.
After I pluck them all day.
This is almost kind of borderline. I like it that we can get away saying pluck a whole lot on here.
What does a plucker's uniform look like?
Well, it's a smock. We wear a smock.
A smock?
And apron over it. And, you know, you can tear them away and stuff. They're recyclable.
Okay, so like paper smock, paper air.
Paper, yeah.
Do you have to,
when we
do you
go
have
to break,
do you
we
have
just
a big
rip them off. I rip mine off like Hulk Hogan. Everybody thinks I'm tough. And
yeah, I'm sure they do. Do you have a hairnet like Hulk Hogan?
No, I wear a hairnet and one of those hard hats.
Do you work with any women?
Oh yeah.
Hey, do any of these women? Do they any of them have they ever had kids?
A lot of Hispanic people.
Which would make these women who have had kids? They would be mothers, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I've been called one of them.
And they're also
by
puckers?
A Mexican, but
what?
I found out earlier it was they called me a mother, you know.
Yeah, Jamie. So when you get the chicken and it comes on to your part of the line, what does it look like? Do they already lob the head off, or is the whole chicken just dead at that point?
The whole chicken is dead.
Okay, so when's the head come off? Is it after the
plucking? They do that in the back. They put this thing in their throat and sucks out the brains and all that.
What do they do with the brains?
I don't know, really.
Yeah, well, you're just a plucker, right?
That is a good question.
Can you move up from plucking to, brain sucking?
Well, they have machines do that.
Well, no, they suck it in the back.
Uh-huh.
They suck them in the back, and we...
Sucking him in the back and tucking him in the front.
Right.
Actually, Jamie, I got to say, I was at a chicken abattoir in Australia, and I saw how they would, yeah, because one of the guys, it was a rotary group thing. They sponsored a trip. So we got to go down and see them, how they bring the chickens in, and they're alive and alert, and then they spray them with this water thing, and then they zap them with electricity, which knocks them out, and then they kill them. And then you guys would be the guys who would pluck them, and then they send those plucked chickens, they put their feet up in these little forks, hang them upside down on these runs that go all around near the ceiling.
That's correct.
Yeah, and then they have these drill things that drill right up through the bottom of them and shoot, shwank, and pull everything out.
I don't need to know all that.
Okay. Hey, Jamie, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate you keeping us clued in as to your career path, and keep us in the loop. Always interesting to hear from you. 800-259-9231.
I think it's more interesting to hear from this time than it has been before.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, he sounds like he's telling the truth on this one. Sometimes we wonder if Jamie's pulling our leg.
I just hope that he brings the show with him in, you know, iPod form, or that he can tune in or something.
I don't get the feeling Jamie's too technically inclined, just from the past conversations we've had with him.
So, I don't think he's got the internets down there.
No, I don't think that's the case. So chicken plucking, huh? Huh.
Somebody's got to do it, and when I grab some chicken from Purdue, I'll think of him.
So I guess there was one time when I was working in radio promotions, and I was kind of like the guy that drove the van and went and set up the banners and plugged all the stuff in. Yeah, kind of the do-boy, basically, the intern. And I remember there was one time I had to go and pick up some wings from Hooters, and I was eating some of the wings, and there was a feather that was still stuck in one of the wings. So that means that plucker was not doing his job.
You know, then you're going to have to get a feather stuck in a chicken wing.
Either that or maybe some freak genetic mutation where it continued to grow after it was
dead?
No.
Does that happen?
No.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Isn't that crap about fingernails continuing to grow after you're dead?
Yeah, that's not true either.
Good to know.
Yeah.
800-259-9231.
However, the body does dehydrate, and therefore the skin will contract around the nails, and making it look like the nails have continued.
Let's go to Dave in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
This will probably be a long-winded answer, so I'll hang up and listen to, but I got a question. How would the free market benefit someone who's trying to earn money by work, and the government wants to take the money? How would the free market handle that?
How would the free market handle
what, taxes?
I missed the question. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Bring him back. Have him rephrase it. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits, or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order, or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971. Or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10. $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy them on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Well, you can. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended cleanse. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials there, and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. Back to Dave in Ohio, listening on WAIS. If you could just rephrase your question so we can answer it as accurately as possible, sir.
Okay, I'm trying to get a job.
Okay.
In the government, like I'm on Social Security insurance,
mm-hmm.
and the government would want to cut back my money.
Mm.
And I was wondering if the free market would give incentives, like if you have a disability and you work, wouldn't you allow us to make more money? Or, and I'll hang up and I'll listen to you guys on the air, because it may be a long answer.
Thank you for the call tonight, Dave.
Right,
certainly appreciate it. The marketplace and people with disabilities, would they able to make it?
This is a volatile issue when it comes to sort of libertarians and what people think about libertarians. What people believe about libertarians is that they're selfish, awful, mean people that don't care about people with disabilities, and you know, basically the idea is just screw them. Well, In fact, we believe just the opposite, and libertarians care very much about people with disabilities and want the best for them, and we think that the best thing for them is not, in fact, government help. Because, well, the government's one size fits all, and in the case like Dave here, he wants to go out and work, and he, of course, is incentivized to keep getting his Social Security insurance, SSI, that he gets for his disability. So how would the market handle it? Well, I think that things would definitely change for people with disabilities under the marketplace. Likely charities out there would be set up that people with real disabilities, like Dave has, an honest to God testable disabilities, could probably expect a certain amount of help on a monthly basis from those organizations, weekly or daily or however they would help. I think that there would be also, what do they call those? when several people, lots of people with the same sort of problems get together, sort of a group.
Mutual aid society?
Mutual aid society, yeah. Mm. I think there'll be mutual aid societies. You know, the idea of a poorhouse has really been diminished over the years. It's a terrible, terrible thing, but...
What's that mean?
The poorhouse is a mutual aid society. It's where somebody donated a piece of land or something like that, or an old house or something like that, and a bunch of poor people would live there. And they would help each other sort of get back on their feet. And therefore, they were incentivized by the other people around to not be lazy, because some poor people are lazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some poor people are falling on bad luck, but... Some poor people are lazy, and you know, therefore they would work with each other, trying to, you know, they would farm and you know, whatever they would do, but they would help around that house. They would all sort of be, you know, there together in that house.
So the cost of living would be pretty low as a result of that.
Yeah,
yeah, it certainly helps.
And then people would come and go. They'd learn the ropes on how to help each other. And you know, I think you touched on something that inspired me there, Mark, and in the caller story, which is that government, when it starts to step in for people who have disabilities, it actually retards those people who could be productive from being as productive as they possibly could.
Well, that's kind of what he was saying there.
Yeah, exactly.
If he got a job, they were going to cut his
payments. They'll cut him down. So he is, and many people make these decisions, well, I'm only going to work so much because if I work anymore, I'll get this taken away by the government. So you have the capability of all these people with these abilities, but they don't do what their abilities could allow them to do.
Well, why should
the government is there.
Why should I work if I can get a check for not working versus having to work and get paid the same or you know, maybe slightly less than I'd get from my check?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, and there's a terrific book, if anybody's interested. It's called The Tragedy of American Compassion. The Tragedy of American Compassion by Marvin Olasky. And Marvin Olasky did a study, a really, really in-depth study on these civic organizations and these groups that form spontaneously in small communities, and they really helped keep that community spirit together, even in large cities. They came up in these four square block areas, things like the Rotary, the Elks, all these different groups, the Odd Fellows. They grew in these mutual assistance communities where people said, well, you know, so-and-so, man, remember when he had that fire at his house a couple years ago? We all pitched in and helped him rebuild. You know, maybe if we all get together as a group and we voluntarily put some money into this fund, we could, you know, if bad things happened, help our neighbors. And then if the neighbors did get help, they were still in the community, and in the faces of their other neighbors, they wanted to pay back. But nowadays, we reduce all this to just a bunch of numbers, a bunch of faceless bureaucrats who are in offices, and it destroys the community sentiment.
That's a great point.
So. Absolutely. Yeah. So, and the market, just to answer his question, he was wondering if the market would step in. The market did. And it has been, I think, pushed down by government taking over.
I can hear some disputes with this already. Well, now we live in a more global society. People go, you know, people have corporate jobs. They move from place to place much more often. It's not nearly as, you know, one a person works at a particular job for his entire life. Not that nearly the same, but mutual aid societies don't have to be limited by geography like they have been in the past. That's so many point. Things were limited by geography because of communication difficulties. Now we have lots of communication. There could very easily be the, I don't know, volunteer firefighters society out there that aids people who are volunteer firefighters. There could be the Free Talk Live BBS Mutual Aid Society of people that hang out there. You know, wherever it is, and people with like interests, whether that like interest is a geographical interest where you live, or that like interest is, I don't know, you like My Little Pony.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, those people will band together because those people know each other. And when someone knows somebody else, they're even more motivated. When they feel some kind of empathic connection, whether it's just from having seen it on TV or whether it's from knowing that person or whatever, they do something about it. For instance,
we'd see more of that in the absence of these government programs. I mean, that does exist to some extent today.
But right now, people are absolved to some extent of their civic responsibility because, well, the government will take care of it. Of course, the government will do the worst job possible taking care of it. But people feel absolved because they're paying for it. Whether it's done well or done poorly, they're paying for it at the point, you know, at the threat of violence to themselves, the threat of kidnapping and that kind of thing.
Dave's other question was, you know, would he be able to make a decent amount of money as someone who is disabled in some way?
I think he'd be able to make more because he's not limited by the Social Security Administration's check every month. Right now, we know how much he's going to make. He's going to make $1,700 or whatever they you know they give. I think that's the top for actually people who are out of work, you know, laid off or whatever. Okay. But you know, he's going to make his $1,700 a month or whatever it is, and he can't make any more than that unless he works under the table illegally. Mm. Under this, there's no limit to what he could make.
I don't think it would be a guarantee that you'd make anything.
There's nothing guaranteed.
You'd have to make
whatever your
skills would allow you to make. And there, you know, certainly someone who's extremely disabled without very much ability or skill whatsoever would have a limited amount that they could possibly bring in which case that's where charity would be there to pick up the ball and help those people out. But I think that the amount of people that are like that are very, very small. I mean, percentage-wise, the amount of people that are that disabled, relatively small. So it wouldn't be hard for charities to help those folks out. And for the rest of people with just a slight disability, you'd be competing in the marketplace just like anybody else would. And a lot of people with disabilities, they compensate for that. They they strengthen their other areas far mm-hmm. more than your average person might have strengthen their other areas. And I'm being very general here, obviously, because there are a bunch of different disabilities out there.
Sure, there's every kind you can imagine.
But if you've got the drive and the desire, you'll be successful in the marketplace.
I don't know what the statistics are for midgets and what they make, but man, you can really make a pretty good living in Hollywood being a midget.
That's true.
Yeah,
you can. I mean, midgets. Sometimes there was a guy a long time ago that was working in a bar, and he would walk around with a Mexican hat on. I remember he used to call into the show, and he was a midget, and he'd just entertain people. He didn't actually do anything at the bar except he was the midget with the big sombrero, you know, and he got paid very, very well. People were tipping him.
It's a rare, rare ability that this guy's got.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, but if you get the check from the government, you don't really have an interest to go out and see what you can do. Why bother? More coming up. This is Free Talk.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The Believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA-approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, then go shopping with us at store.freetalklive.com. Enter the store, and you'll find all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. Good quality stuff. T-shirts, hats, hoodies, DVD Classic Archive collector sets, and more. All at store.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls.
Well, I wanted to go quick talk about something that, you know, about the issue that we were talking with Dave there.
Yeah.
And people with disabilities and how they would be dealt with in the free market and how the government deals with them and that kind of thing. And I think that a lot of people are very concerned with the dignity of the disabled. You know, that they wouldn't have to, you know, be prescribed, like, for instance, midgets. Midgets are often entertainment, and you know, to some extent, they're laughed at. And that's not dignified.
Oh, right, right.
But
why don't you let them decide for themselves what's dignified?
Sure, and you know, call in and make fun of me. You know, why is it okay to make fun of me? You know, taking off my shirt or being gay or whatever it is that people make fun of me on the air. But it's not okay to make fun of the midget. But be that as it may. How about, to me, the most important thing in life is working. You know, I mean, people...
Well, I spend most of my time doing.
I like it. I think that there's, you know, that to me, that's what life's about. That's what a good, productive life, you know, is all about.
I'd be bored without work.
Yeah, if I didn't have bored, maybe I'd have my dignity, but my dignity would suck. You know, because I'd be sitting at home with a half a beard, scratching myself, about 50 pounds overweight or whatever it is. You know, I just don't,
and, you know,
I can't imagine what life would be about without work.
And that's the thing that bothers me, is that people are unwilling to recognize, and this goes all the way back to Marx. You know, he used to say that the owners of the means of production make people work for them, they make people buy things, they exploit workers. And the truth is that it's a two-way street, it's a three-way street between consumers, employers, and employees. They all have demands, they all have interests. And they all have needs, and they all have to service each other. Every one of those individuals is a consumer of something, and every one of those individuals is a seller of something. And what bothers me the most about it is that these leftists make these excuses that, well, you know, people shouldn't be forced to have to work at such and such place. They shouldn't be. Nobody forces anybody to work somewhere, but life forces you to work in general. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry, you're unrealistic.
Yeah,
you know? I mean,
the idea that anybody, that society could actually move ahead without people working, you've got to have people out there working in order to produce.
And that's the great thing to celebrate, which is that human ingenuity, when faced with the reality of the vicissitudes of life, creates all this amazing stuff because we all have needs to survive and we all have these different skills and poosh, all of a sudden we have DVD players and Blu-ray. Like, how awesome is that?
Right, and you never know whether it's the a person with a disability and who invented the thing that you're enjoying. How do I know who invented what? And by the way, since the Americans with Disabilities Act that was passed under Bush 1, unemployment for the disabled is higher than it was before the law passed.
Dude, I'm so glad you pulled that up. That's awesome.
If you want to read it more, you can go to Deabling America, The Unintended Consequences of the Government's Protection of the Handicapped by Greg Perry. Who, by the way, is disabled. So, you know, this whole idea that you might know what's best for a disabled person, put that out of your mind. You don't know what it's like to be disabled unless you're disabled, okay? And to think that you can take care of the world, well, that's disgusting. That's what the United States government, that's what government in general wants to do, is to take care of you, and taking care of somebody means limiting them, putting constrictions on what their life is going to be like. The only person that should be limiting disabled people are disabled people themselves, that person. You know, they should be able to limit and decide what they want to do.
Well, I don't care if you are disabled. I don't care. Even if you are disabled and you have this attitude or this mentality, leave the other people alone. Let them decide for themselves how to run their lives and what's right for them and what situations they should or should not be involved in. So I wouldn't even give them credit if they happen to be disabled. Well, I'm disabled, so I know. Well, no, you may know what your experience is like, but what about the other disabled guy? Maybe he's had a different experience.
I guess I don't mean that disabled people should be able to decide for other disabled people what the restrictions should be. They should be able to decide on their own, in their own. Like, so far in my life, I've restricted myself from skydiving. Just have decided that that's not the thing for me. I would do it if I got really the opportunity, but I just haven't. But either way, it's the example, and I've decided that for me. And it's the perfect decision for me. But if the government were to tell me that I couldn't skydive, what the hell is that all about?
Right. Yeah. And, it's interesting because this applies to so many different things, whether it's so-called equal opportunity employers for disabled people, or it's some sort of quota system for admission to law school and a University of Michigan law school, or it's you look at things like restrictions regarding smoking and in businesses and things like that. You know, all these things, here we are, and it seems so clear to us. Like, the glory of existence comes in dealing with your circumstances without forcing anybody else to have to make accommodations for you.
Right.
By being a free person and letting other people be free. That's the celebration of life. And yet we have all these people who excuse all this force and regulation on other people's lives under the guise of, well, if you oppose this, you must not care. And it's upside down.
Right. It's absolutely upside down. The people that are for these regulations, like the Americans with Disability Act, are the people that don't care.
Yeah.
Because they want the government to take care of this, and then they don't have to think about it anymore.
Right.
One of the things that the Americans with Disability Act has done, besides what I previously mentioned, is it's turned it's made it more difficult for people with disabilities to get jobs, even if they decide, I don't care about the government paycheck. Mm-hmm. I don't care about the SSI paycheck. I just want to work because I want my life to have some meaning, and that's where I want to get my meaning from. Well, the employers are less likely to hire them because they're walking lawsuits. The Americans with Disabilities Act, I'm almost certain of this, allows convicts, ex-convicts, to sue if they don't get hired based on their crime, unless it was directly related to their crime. For instance, sex crimes and working at a daycare center, something like that. But I can sue somebody because they don't hire me under the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1991.
Wow.
Because I'm an ex-convict. Is that stupid or what?
So that makes you disabled?
Yeah, I guess I'm disabled, everybody.
That's so absurd. And again,
another good reason not to tell anybody if you have a record.
Well, yeah, and there's another example of how the government programs that might have been created with good intentions originally have gone far beyond their original intentions to where now a disabled person counts as someone who's just gotten out of a prison cell.
I just heard just a little while ago, someplace in Boston, they were talking about a woman who was obese, 410 pounds, who wasn't hired by some company because she wouldn't be able to do the job. And they're talking about whether if this is fair, this is unfair.
Mm.
What the heck? It's not their place. You don't want to go to that place because they didn't hire someone who weighs 410 pounds. If it's to their benefit and it's good, then maybe the business will succeed. If it's not, then they'll suffer.
And
if people don't like it, they don't have to go.
This is one of those true genius things that Rush Limbaugh has done, is the Uglo Americans.
What
is a person with a disability? Is really a 400-pound woman a person with a disability? Because to me, she's a lady who has an eating problem. You know, stop eating and you won't be disabled.
You still have to eat, just not as much.
She doesn't have to eat for a long time. She's got a lot of stored up calories, and she'll be okay.
Yeah, actually, from what I understand, I'm no dietitian, Mark, but from what I understand, if you stop eating, it will actually slow your metabolism. So if you fast, it slows your metabolism.
Right.
Better to cut your intake.
Usually those rules are in place for people who have sort of normal-sized bodies and that kind of thing. It's absolutely true. It will slow your metabolism. Likely she has an incredibly slow metabolism as it is. But either way, I don't consider a person who's 400 pounds to be disabled. Sure,
no.
They may have some difficulties doing certain things, but, you know, I'm not as young as I used to be either.
Yeah, well, just because you can't qualify for every single job out there, I don't think makes you disabled.
Yeah,
I
make a terrible Hooters waitress,
well,
I can tell you that.
There's that, but let's flip this around, okay? I'm, what, 130 pounds, dripping wet?
Yeah.
I couldn't possibly qualify as a football linebacker, right?
Right.
I don't. Does that mean I'm disabled? Does that mean that they should bend the rules for me because I want to go and, you know, play football? No, I just don't qualify. I don't have the build, and that's just the way things are.
And here's another twist on it. I was just looking up something and looking for that story on that woman and found this proposal as of just a week ago in Kansas to try to ban restaurateurs from serving obese people.
Oh, no.
So on the one side, you've got, well, what if the obese person wanted to work there and eat lunch on his break? Could he be served? And then on the other side, you've got, well, we can't. I mean, it's just amazing that the
what are you
going
to have to do?
Ridiculous.
You have to get out a caliper for every customer that comes through the door that you're suspicious of.
But it goes right back to what you're talking about with the kids in the very first segment of this hour with those kids in the school. I mean, pretty soon, instead of pinching the kids because they're acting up, they're going to be pinching the kids because they're going to be feeling for an inch of fat.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. Dennis is on the line in New Hampshire, and your calls as well about whatever's on your mind, all coming up in hour number two. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.